the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Flush the Format Friday.
All different types of music that I absolutely love.
Y94.
That is the sound of a playhouse. Flush the Format Friday. Y94, the number one hit music station. 7:12 here at the Playhouse and 66 degrees. As the day goes on, today can be partly sunny with a high of 85. Maybe a little bit humid. Shower, thunderstorm might pop up in there. For the most part, not too bad in Fargo. And tomorrow, sunshine, mid-80s. Again, maybe a shower. It says slight chance on our forecast. So we shall see, I suppose. Wanted to do a round here of Am I Weird on the show. Now, we've had a lot of fun with this the couple of times we've done this. Now, basically, we assume that everybody has one of these things about themselves that they've thought, well, maybe this is strange. Does anyone else do this? Have this habit, this quirk, this fascination, whatever the case might be? So then what you do is you call us at 237-HITS. If you prefer, you can certainly text 35270, though we would certainly like to hear your beautiful voice this morning. And you tell us that thing about you that you think might be weird. And then we write it down. We throw you on something we call the list of weird. And unfortunately, you are weird until proven normal. So how does that happen? Well, members of the Playhouse family listening in Fargo-Moorhead and the surrounding area will let us know if they do that too. They'll call 237-HITS or they'll shoot a text real quick to 35270 and say, oh, I can save that person that likes to dip their toast in ranch or whatever the case might be. I also do that. Mm. It sounds kind of gross. Maybe a little, I don't know. Here's the thing. We've done this, I would say, half a dozen times at least, and nobody has been left weird yet. Knock on wood. So we've been pretty lucky. Everybody's been proven normal.
Like, for instance, I'm kind of outing myself when I say this.
Okay.
But does anyone else look around in other people's bathrooms while they're in there?
So if you go over for, let's say, a dinner party, though I can't imagine you being invited to a dinner party, but you're going to go there and you're looking at toothpaste, medications, what are you looking at?
Just kind of check around. You open up that little mirror or whatever you want to call it, medicine cabinet, and just take a gander because you just, well, like what is it that's in there that they have? Is it similar to mine? I'm just curious.
So the first one we're going to put on the list is actually rats. Does anybody else look in other people's bathroom cabinets when they're alone in their bathroom? I mean, you're locked in the bathroom, so nobody's going to walk in on you, so you're totally safe. Do you snoop around a little bit? What did you want to add to the list? Why do you think you might be weird?
So when my husband's out of town, I sleep in his boxers, and I spray his cologne all over his pillow so it feels like he's there.
I do love the fact that your husband could come home and be like, who the hell's cologne is on my pillow? Yeah.
Listen, we appreciate you calling in. So we have two things on the list. She likes to sleep in her husband's boxers and douse his pillow in his cologne while he's away because she misses him so much. And Rat likes to dig around in other people's cabinets. Do you want to grab a couple from the text club so we can see if we can save some more?
Let's see. Somebody else says, am I weird that I like salsa on my toast? And another one, too, that I got to throw in here quick is, I'm so anal about my finances that I have to check my bank account multiple times a day to reassure myself.
Okay. Multiple times a day. This is my taking notes. So we have four on the list. Can you save any of these people at 35270 if you want to text, or 237-HITS if you want to call? We are looking for other people who like salsa on their toast. Somebody else who checks their bank statement, like online, several times a day. Somebody else who misses their significant other so much that they do something like sleep in their clothes or spray their cologne or perfume all over their pillow. And finally, somebody else like Rat that digs around in people's bathroom cabinets. Of course, you can also add to the list at 237-HITS, but can you save any of those people?
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
Am I Weird on the Playhouse, Y94, the number one hit music station. Oh, we're looking for all kinds of stuff on the list of weird here. We got somebody like salsa on their toast. Somebody else that misses their significant other when they're away so much that they spray their cologne all over the pillow, wear his boxers when he's away. Rat likes to dig through people's medicine cabinets. Can you save somebody on that list?
Yes, I think I'm weirder than everybody because I do exactly the same thing everybody does that's just been listed.
So you can save everyone because you do all of those things.
Every single one of them.
Awesome. Clean sweep.
I think I'm weird, but yes, I do every single one of those that's on the list so far.
Well, I will say, you know, we've never had that before, so we can go ahead and cross all of those three I mentioned off, and additionally, the person that checks their bank statement multiple times a day, she said she does all those things, so we'll just start the list fresh, I guess. And for you, do you want to add something to the list?
So whenever I meet somebody new, I always, always, without fail, wonder what kind of a kisser they are. Like, I don't have to be interested in them at all. It's just this intrusive thought that happens every time I meet someone new.
Did you say what kind of kisser they are?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're at a party or a friend's house or whatever the case might be, and you meet somebody, and they're like, well, I'd like you to meet Christopher here. Why don't you meet Christopher? Oh, Christopher, nice to meet you. And you're immediately wondering what kind of kisser he is. Rat, some of you want to add there from the text club. Am I weird?
I was going to say, lots of people commenting on the checking the bank accounts.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a few different ones on the snooping in people's medicine cabinets. Like somebody texted, my mom was snooping in someone's cabinets at one time. The people's house she was at, and the bathroom cabinets were stocked full of marbles. So when she opened the door, all they heard was ting, 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 ting into the sink. It was some of their friends when they were younger at a card party and somebody else's parents who do the same thing. That way they can tell when somebody's digging around in their medicine cabinet.
What did you want to add to the list there of you might think you might be weird?
Okay, this is my question. Am I weird because I like baby shampoo more than like grown-up adult shampoo, but I'm 42?
It just you prefer that versus the adult shampoo, huh?
Yeah, it's just something. I love the smell.
Okay, so currently on the list, here's what is not saved yet so far. Adults who prefer baby shampoo and people that fantasize about the kissing techniques of people they've just met. So that's two. Why don't you grab like two or three out of the text club so we can go into the break here with a pretty good list to save.
Somebody says, my husband is weird because he makes peanut butter toast and puts pepper jack cheese on it or any kind of cheese we have. And another one is, anytime I blow my nose, I have to check in the mirror to make sure I have nothing hanging there.
Okay, check mirror for leftovers. It's not. All right, so four on the list. Can you save any of these? You meet somebody new and you wonder, can they kiss good? You're an adult that prefers baby shampoo. We need somebody else who likes cheese with their peanut butter toast. And somebody that needs to check in the mirror every time they blow their nose just to make sure there's no remnants. And of course, you can add to the list as well. But certainly, if you can save those people, we need to hear from you. You can text 35270 or call 237-HITS. And Brittany up next in Flush Format Friday.
The Morning Playhouse.
Y94.
A Playhouse Flush the Format Friday, Y94, the number one hit music station, doing Am I Weird at 237-HITS in text 35270. Those are the numbers where if you want to add one to the list so we can see if anybody else does the thing about you that you fear might be weird. But then if you hear one that you also do or maybe somebody you know also does, then you can save somebody and not leave them hanging here thinking they're the only one all alone that does this thing. Here's what we currently have on the list waiting to be saved. Somebody who every time they blow their nose, they need to check the mirror to make sure they didn't leave any sort of remnants. Somebody who likes to have peanut butter toast with cheese on it. Somebody who's an adult that likes baby shampoo better than adult shampoo. And finally, somebody who every time they meet another person, they wonder what kind of kisser they are. Can he save somebody or are we adding to the list?
Well, I can save somebody, the guy with the peanut butter toast and cheese, but I take it further than that.
What do you
do? I also add a fried egg and bacon to it.
Oh, wow. So you got like a whole kind of a sandwich almost.
Oh, definitely.
It actually sounds really good.
It is.
Weird things I'm going to have to make later. Well, we'll go ahead and count you guys saving each other then. And are you adding or saving?
Well, I can do both.
Okay.
All right. I, too, like baby shampoo.
There we go.
And, okay, so mine to add, I like bruises.
You like bruises.
Yeah.
Now, what do you mean by that exactly?
I like having bruises. Like, it's just weird. I like the way they feel. I don't know.
This actually sounds borderline kinky in a way. I'm not exactly sure how. But...
Oh, no, not like that.
So it's not like a 50 Shades of Grey kind of a, you just enjoy the feeling of having a bruise.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and add that to the list. So just kind of run through here. Rat in the text club, has anybody saved the person that checks the mirror constantly after they blow their nose?
Yes, quite a few people. Somebody else said you have to check for bats in the cave. apparently, the peanut butter and cheese is a huge popular thing because lots of people commenting on that. Somebody even says, cheese on peanut butter toast. I love it. My kids love it and my whole family loves it. So basically, the only thing left right now is the person who wonders about everybody they meet and the kissing.
And then, of course, the girl that just called that says, I really like the feeling of bruises. If you can save either of them, certainly. You adding to the list or?
Well, I don't know if this is weird or not, but I have like kind of a bad memory. And so after I like use the bathroom, I'll actually go back into the bathroom, whether I'm at work, at home, anywhere, and check 2, 3, maybe even 4 times just to make sure that I flushed. Nothing's left there.
Okay. Well, you know what? That is like the most courteous, like, I don't know if that's OCD or what that is, but that is like a most courteous habit to have because nobody likes the person that leaves it, you know, untended to. So you check multiple times to make sure, did I flush the ick away? 3 on the list then, the person that checks the toilet multiple times, make sure they flush. The person that really likes the feeling of bruises. And the person that wonders about the kissing skills of everyone they meet, unless any of those have been saved.
No, but actually I'll add one more on there too.
Okay.
Because to me this is really weird, but there's probably somebody that can save that. No matter where I'm at, every time I go number 2, I have to have my shirt off, okay. Even in public.
Okay. If anybody can save that, certainly let us know. What do you want to add to the list? Hi.
Am I weird? I eat peanut butter on my popcorn.
Eat peanut butter on a popcorn. Well, I'll tell you that. I have never done it before, but I'm trying it now. It sounds delicious. So we have quite the list here. Can you save any of these people? Of course, you can add as well. Do you do any of these things? Eat peanut butter on your popcorn. Take your shirt off when you go to the restroom. Check and make sure you flushed. Like the feeling of having bruises or wonder of the kissing skills. If they're any good, every time you meet a new person, you think, is he a good kisser or she a good kisser? Save any of them at 237-HITS.
We're tiny. We're toony. We're all a little loony.
The Morning Playhouse.
Let's prepare to reject it. Expect the unexpected.
Y-94.
Y-94 is the number one hit music station that plays the most hit music. Playhouse of the Morning. 66 degrees in Fargo, 7:37 in the morning. Doing a round of Am I Weird, getting close to the end. Now keep in mind, we have never left anybody on the list of weird. You, Playhouse family, has up to this point, knock on wood, saved absolutely everyone in every edition this we've ever done. However, we got a pretty long list, and it's some pretty strange stuff. So just real quickly, here's currently what is on the list of weird in case you can save any of these people. Somebody who wonders about the kissing skills of strangers the second they meet somebody new. Somebody who likes the feeling of having a bruise. Somebody who checks the potty multiple times after they've used it to make sure they didn't leave anything untended to, flushed, you know, a couple of times. Somebody who removes their shirt every time they go to the restroom. And somebody who likes peanut butter on their popcorn. Are we adding or are we saving?
I'm going to add to the list.
What you got?
I like to eat my Cheetos and Doritos and have them both with the chocolate milk ever.
Doritos and chocolate milk. Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah.
And some people probably would be revolted by that mixture, but I'm sure we can find somebody else that does it too. And are we adding or saving?
I can save the girl with bruises.
There we go. You also like the feeling of bruises.
Yep. I like, I don't know. It doesn't really hurt, but I like the way they feel.
All right. So there we go. We call her save. Cross that off the list here. One by one, Rat, what are you seeing getting knocked off the list in the text club?
Let's see. We are seeing the my hubby saves the shirt off guy who goes to the bathroom.
There you go.
A couple of different ones of that one. People love peanut butter on popcorn. That is very, very popular. Lots of people checking to make sure everything goes down as well. And so all those off the list.
So the kissing one?
Oh, Don? Kissing one. Yeah, lots of different kissing ones. Somebody even says, I'll take it even further. I like to wonder about their looking for sock skills as well.
Oh, my God. So currently on the list, we just have the person that likes to eat Cheetos and Doritos with chocolate milk to wash it down. So if we were going to put together a final four here, Rat, is there three in the text club that you want to add?
Let's add in, I like the smell of crusty, dried up gym socks.
Oh my God.
It smells like Doritos nacho cheese, I swear. Another, vacuuming in the nude would be my weirdness. And somebody else says, my sister puts ketchup on her salad as a dressing.
Ketchup on salad. All right. So, adding is currently closed. We want to hear from you right now at 237 hits if you want to guarantee that none of these people are left on the list of weird. And once again, we continue 100% clean sweep of normalcy. Can you save any of these people? The person that vacuums in the nude, do you do that as well? 237 hits. The person that likes the smell of crusty gym socks, 237 hits. The person that uses ketchup on their salad, 237 hits. And finally, washing down the Doritos with chocolate milk, 237 hits. Can you save any of the final four?
The Playhouse in the Morning. Go, 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 go.
Flush the Format Friday.
All right, Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. Never before have we left anybody hanging in Am I Weird? You've always proven them normal, Playhouse family. But we do have today's final four. Can you save any of these people? Somebody who likes to have ketchup on their salad, we need to hear from you. Somebody else who likes to vacuum in the nude, we need to hear from you. Somebody who enjoys the smell of dirty gym clothes, especially gym socks. And finally, we need somebody else who likes to wash down their Cheetos or Doritos with a cold, tall glass of chocolate milk. Can you save any of those people?
Yes, I can save the crusty gym sock person. I like the smell of my husband's crusty work socks.
Really? What does he think about that?
He doesn't even know.
I imagine you like doing the laundry or whatever, and you look around like, is there anybody else in the laundry room? And you just grab a damp gym sock, put it up to your mouth, and just, well, nose, I suppose.
Smells like hard work.
Smells like teen spirit, I tell you. I don't suppose you can save any of them.
Yes, I can. I actually like vacuuming in the nude.
There we go!
And I have to ask, what is it about vacuuming in the nude?
I don't know. It's just, I guess it's relaxing and you're cleaning and I just do it.
Do you close the blinds at all? Or
what was that?
Do you close the blinds?
Oh, yeah. We have to do that.
Just check it out. I don't know. I just want to know how bad the situation was. So that means the final four has become the final two. Rat is entirely on you and the text club over there.
We have, and actually some more reasons about vacuuming in the nude all throughout there. Somebody says, sometimes when I'm on a mission to clean, I strip down completely because I get sweaty and I like the way it feels. Lets me know I'm working hard. Another person says, the nude vacuum person is saved. I like doing my house cleaning either in just my undies or just a hair tie for myself. As a woman, it feels nice to not worry about damaging clothes while I clean and to know that I'm comfortable with my figure. And also the Doritos and chocolate milk, saved by a couple of different people. Somebody's saying Doritos and chocolate milk are my hangover snacks. Another person says it's the best taste ever. You can't deny it. And somebody says, my sister calls it her ketchup vinaigrette, which I always laugh at because it's not a vinaigrette. It's just ketchup mixed around in lettuce.
So Cheetos and chocolate milk saved. Ketchup on salads saved. Everybody was saved once again.
Clear.
Congratulations. Playhouse family, you have again proven there is no such thing as weird. There is no such thing as abnormal. It is in our differences that we are united. The things that you think are odd and peculiar and weird about you, there is other people just like you. You are never alone. Proven once again, and am I weird? The answer, so far, has always been no. Here on The Playhouse. It's kind of heartwarming and sentimental, really. Like, yes, there is someone else that likes ketchup on their salad. It's not just me.
I gotta talk to my wife about vacuuming nude.
Yeah.
Get the water started. Shower time. Let's go.
The Morning Playhouse.
Wake up.
Y94.